Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
Good morning. Welcome to At Home with Roby. I'm Patrick McIsaac from Roby Commercial Services, along with Trent Haston from the Roby family of companies. We are your hosts. Sunday, 9 a.m. Catch us here every Sunday.
Every Sunday. Why don't you just say that all show? And if you didn't hear the first segment or the first two or three segments, go back and listen on the podcast, At Home with Roby.
We're here every Sunday at 9.
And we're always on podcasts.
Every Sunday at 9.
Man, you're getting good at it. A couple more tries.
It could be somebody's first time listening, and they're like, man, I like those knuckleheads. I want to listen to them again.
Well, we've had Tom Fink on the show before.
Tom Fink, sir.
Local businessman, one of the nicest people in the world.
Great customer of Roby, too.
Was CEO of Bearings for a long time. He retired. Great customer of ours. Great friend of mine. And he texted me Sunday, last Sunday's show, if you didn't catch it, it was Jason, Andy Price, and... And since then, Andy and I have golfed and had a blast. But he said, hey, man, he's from the Pittsburgh area. And he said, hey, man, I grew up, my dad was in the coal industry as well. We got to get up. Great show. So shout out to you, Tom. I told Tom we got to get together. I want to hear some stories about you growing up in the coal industry as a child because I'm intrigued. Big equipment and the potential for diamonds.
Andy Price getting a lot of run out of that show, isn't he? I shared the LinkedIn and tagged him. That was a good show.
It was a great show, and it's cool to talk to somebody in the throes of entrepreneurism.
Oh, my gosh, right. Yeah. I mean, we have that opportunity again today.
This is awesome. Yeah, so excited about our guest today. He's sitting in the room. We're going to make him keep quiet till the second segment. But
hold on, before Louis you say
Louis Giacomini.
No, that's not how you say his name. Trent gets excited.
I always say Louis Giacomini.
But it's
with a J sounding. And I've known Louis from the construction industry, I'd say 15, 20 years at least. Yeah. And
you're not allowed to talk, Louis. Back off.
We've always been in the remodeling industry together and knew each other originally. I would say probably met through Neri. And when he came on the scene, I'll let him clear this up. But always a wonderful competitor and does wonderful work. Just a great guy. And then some years ago, I got chill bumps about 15 years ago. So we've learned each other longer. We took a class at CP, and I had some of our guys, and Louis was in there. It was a green building class. And once again, the reverence, I will say, I got chill bumps again, goes both ways. And that's what our industry is about, actually any industry. Now, just the way the world works, we owned a lot in the sanctuary, and we actually sold the lot. Me and my brother owned a lot. We sold the lot to Louis just randomly, so we reinvigorated our friendship because I'm kind of out of the remodeling game day to day, so we see each other around less, and then... You were having a company meeting with a couple beers at a new brewery on Thrift Road, Midnight Mulligan, and Louis comes in. It just ran like 3.5 miles.
That's right.
He's like, Trent. And I'm like, different place, different look, you know, Rolodex. I'm like, Louis. He's like, yeah. So, and then I hung out with him a little longer. So now we have another wonderful brewery, hospitality joint in the neighborhood.
The other tie to that, Trent, is that we were actually with a couple of potential clients who are also putting a hospitality location right in this same area. And I've told people, like, how many times have we been yelling at people, hey, go down Wilkinson, it'll blow your mind. Go down Freedom, it'll blow your mind. Heck, go up Thrift and Tuckasegee, blow your mind.
It's unbelievable.
It's amazing to watch it take shape, but I just feel like it's happening so fast, which is so fun to see.
Yeah. No, it is. It's exciting. I mean, I'm a West Sider. This is my side of town. So, yeah, it is exciting. I'm a Charlottean. I want Charlotte to do well. I want to attract diverse young people and have them contribute to our great land and make it better. So hopefully my five kids will – will help make this land better at some point. Your kid as well. Yeah. Lewis has a daughter that works over at Midnight Mowing. Three daughters. Or are they all working at Midnight Mowing? Oh, okay. The one we met.
He I learned met. His lesson. He didn't answer this time. He knows I'm
he's
kidding.
He's good,
I
man. You put him in timeout. The TJ don't have you on. So yeah, Lewis has no clue. He brought some notes. He has no clue what we're going to talk about. I did tell him thanks for the beer he brought because we like when we get gifts. I thought he was going to bring a skill saw.
No, I mean, he's brewing beer now. He's out of that game, I
think. Or a 2x4.
Oh, we don't like 2x4s.
As I tell this story, Lewis, I'm going to set this up. You know, back in early 2000s, we were growing really fast. I was selling right out of school, and the market was good, 02, 03, and we had labor issues. I don't even know if you had to be breathing to get a job with us then if you said you were a carpenter. My dad comes up in my office. He says, I got me a good one. I said, what do you mean? He says, man, he said, I was interviewing this guy and asked him if he could lay out a 712 pitch rafter. And he said, you got a 20-foot 2x8, 2x10? I'll go do it right now. He said, he's going to be good. We were at the office, didn't have a long board, the guy. About a month later, Ken Laney, our superintendent, comes in. He's like, man, this is terrible. I've had to reframe this roof 4 times, a little addition. And it was that guy. He couldn't frame the roof. So we had to let this guy go. I said, Dad, that one's in your corner. You're getting points for that one. So no matter if you like it or not, we always keep track of who hires people and the good clients and the bad clients and where they come from. And we don't play the blame game, but maybe we do.
You're giving away our secrets.
No. We blame each other a lot behind the scenes.
Yeah, I gotcha.
Wayne Gretzky was asked one time, who I revered him, not big hockey guy, but he was doing his thing around the time of Michael Jordan. Michael Jordan, Wayne Gretzky, big Michael Jordan guy. And they asked him one time, I remember this very vividly, how do you not brag with all you've done, all the world records and all the championships, how do you not brag? How are you so humble? He said, buddy, you better be glad you don't hear what I tell my wife. She might not agree with you, but, yeah, it's more pain on our side, not bragging. We don't brag. It's just we hit each other. All right. We got Lewis Giacomini when we return. I hope you're getting excited, having a good morning. Thanks for listening to At Home with Roby.
Welcome back to At Home with Roby. I'm Patrick McIsaac from Roby Commercial Services. I'm with Trent Haston from the Roby family of companies. We are your hosts. Trent, I just got a menu put in front of me.
Yeah.
From Midnight Mulligan. This is Lewis's menu. This looks amazing.
There's some beer also.
There's beer also. Well, that's the concept, right? You guys are a brewery.
We are a brewery, yes, sir.
Well, Lewis, the other night, gave me a tour of the brewery.
Yeah.
That's correct.
It's a cool spot. I mean, it's amazing from the – I guess maybe I should have realized it, but I've been by it a few times, but from the street, when you get inside, it's a big space.
It's beautiful.
It is a big space. So we've been there about 7 months. We have 4,000 square feet of brewery space. We have another 6,000 square feet of tap room space, and then about 3,000 square feet of patio. So we're excited about it, and looking to have you guys over again.
That's 13,000 square feet.
I think
feet.
It is. That's a big
Good
space.
Gosh.
And three of it's outdoor, which is awesome.
Heck yeah.
If you go in the afternoon, you can see Lewis coming off his 5K in the neighborhood.
Yeah, that's right. Well, I'm struggling 5K.
I run around this. I do about 3.5 miles around the neighborhood sometimes. Kind of, I like to smell what's going on, see what's
see
going
what's
on.
What's happening? Yeah, yep. Absolutely. Yeah, we have a 3K. So on Tuesdays, actually today at 6 o'clock, we'll do a 3K. We have a 1 mile and then a 3 mile. So a 5K loop that we have established, a little runners club.
Do you have a club?
We do, a little runners club. 15, 20 people right now. We just started it a month or so ago. So
that's cool.
Yeah. Can I just hop in one day?
Come on, man. I'm going to tell him, in fact, today. You know, Trent will probably be by this afternoon.
I cannot come today. I have dinner at 5 with some friends. But I'm going to put it on my calendar.
So I'm going to say Trent and Patrick will be by next week.
Yeah, I'll do it.
Next week?
Listen, you do it at 5?
Before we
do it at 5?
We do it at 6. Okay. 6:15. We get cranked up.
Yeah. I can hear the conversation with my wife right now. What'd you do? I went for a run at the brewery. Yeah, right. Sure you did. Well, you ran to the bathroom after a, you know, like, I don't understand that. But
So we love it. We are very fond of the brewery industry and the craft industry, what it's done for our town. We love the communal aspect of it.
Yep.
We have the new Legion on West Moorhead right across from us. Phil Bushy's been on our show a couple times. Wonderful guy. John Marino, Eric Flanagan, your
Mike Smoke from Middle James.
Yeah,
has been
Middle
on
James.
The show.
I mean, the guys down here.
Town Brewing. Yep.
So, just like the construction industry, you know, if the rising tide lifts all ships, right, and you gotta be allies and you gotta figure out where your niche is and how to do it. So why did you get into the brewing industry?
So that's a long story, but I'll try and keep it short.
And tell us where the name came from, too. I mean, I think that's a good thing to ask you. Kind of maybe we'll tie it in together.
Yeah, absolutely. So I'll do this. So Trent, you had mentioned a couple things there that come to mind. So we have been around for 7 months, you know, Midnight Mulligan. We're very excited about, you know, being in a network of brewers and, you know, establishments that are called breweries. Just like the construction industry, it's a tight-knit group. Everybody knows everybody, and we're excited about that. So we're excited about being over here on the west side. We've listened to your podcast and heard about other guys that you are very familiar with, and we're excited about, you know, being, you know, in group with them.
Yeah.
So we appreciate all that. We, as far as the name and whereabouts it came from, there are five owners. The short story is that we as a group came together and we decided to go down this path and establish a brewery. You know, as you mentioned, I've been in the construction business for 30 years plus, came out of school doing that. Been here since 2000. And here in the last 5 to 7, 8 years, I've gotten that entrepreneurial spirit to do other things. One of them is this brewery. Again, five of us, three of us day to day. And, you know, maybe in the future we can get those guys in from managers and brewers and other co-owners because there are some good stories there. As far as the name, really, if you dissect Midnight Mulligan, Midnight is really about just, you know, persevering, really working hard. From our five that are owners, we're all about working hard. We're all about grinding it out. We're all about doing the best that we can at our craft and really trying to produce a stellar product that we can have out there in the neighborhood, the Wesley Heights neighborhood, the West Side neighborhood. And so with that being said, Midnight is part of our name. Mulligan on that side, it's not really golf related, although we have partners that definitely golf for sure, as I know you do.
I'm terrible.
Yeah, you and me as well.
Sandbagger.
Yeah, I believe that.
I'm a hack, no question.
But the name Mulligan on that side of it came from really just working hard, persevering, you know, burning the midnight oil, grinding it out, trying to really produce a good product. But knowing that sometimes life, you know, just smacks you in the face and it says, you know what, you know, it's not happening today. So you sometimes look for a mulligan and you're like, you know what, I'm going to continue to do this. I'm not going to quit. I'm going to keep working hard. But, you know, a mulligan in this case is really nice. And so I will turn around and wake up in the morning and I'll continue to do my craft. In this case, it's providing good beer, providing good service, providing good food. And are we perfect? No, we're not. And right now we are, you know, 7 months in. So we're certainly making mistakes, but we love and are excited about taking those mistakes and learning from, you know, our peers and from our community of customers and saying, you know what, we need to tweak this, guys. We need to tweak this and make this better. And so Midnight Mulligan, a little bit of story about
cool.
that, but that's what all
I
about.
Do agree. I talk about this a lot and I reflect on this. Every day you live, I'm now 44, every day you live, mulligans, life's hard.
Yeah.
And the more tread you get on your tires, every day you live, there's opportunity for mistakes. We're all human. You know, when I was first getting into business And of course, throw stones at glass houses, but I was a real white and black guy. It's either right or it's wrong. And now I'm like, that is the stupidest. You don't have to be so principled. You got to give forgiveness and grace, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
And you need it.
Yeah, for sure. That's wisdom. Key. That's wisdom right there right. that you're gaining.
So okay, how many of your partners, five of you, home brewed?
So out of the five, really, I'd say none. Our brewer is a home brewer. He's been doing it for, I don't know, 10 years plus now, and I'd love to get him in here, but... you know, there's just so many things that he knows, and he's come out of Birdsong. Jeff Bowman is his name, and then he did some distilling for a year or two. We heard about him as we were going down that path of trying to find a brewer as we were setting up shop, and we got some really high recommendations from someone to the tune where I was like, you know what, I've been in construction a long time,
yeah,
and just from my side. It's like when somebody refers and is really pushing on somebody so hard, it's like you have to feel confident. Because mm-hmm. if not, you can get burnt. You know, you recommended somebody.
Lesson of the day right there. You're exactly right. When you refer somebody, your reputation's on the line as well.
That's right. And so this gentleman actually referred Jeff. And so to the point where it was three times, and I called him on it. I was like, you know what? I got to be honest. You know, I've been in that world for many years, and if I refer somebody, I truly know that this guy is going to be golden for you. If not, then I'm not going to do it because my reputation is on the line. And he did that with Jeff, and sure enough, we went and talked to Jeff. We had some discussion with him, and we thought, you know what, this guy is a lot of what we're looking for. So we hired him on the spot, or very close to it, and then he's been with us ever since.
It's like kind of having like your A subcontractor, right? Like, you know, if we hire this sub, it's one less thing I got to worry about on the project. These, you know, you have that group, and you know, you hope to have it with every sub, right? And sometimes they're not the most inexpensive, but you know that, hey, I hit them, set it, forget it, Ronco style, we're off to the races.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I could just think over the years, I've been doing this a long time and came out of school on the construction piece from that standpoint, and just, you know, really knowing that there's a certain percentage, a small percentage, that you can say, you know what, if you use this guy, you're in good shape. You know, you're not going to have to do a lot of work. He's going to do it for you. Amen. Versus the others that, you know, it's like.
Well, and if it's a sub on your job, it's Giacomini is who the sub represents. I mean,
that's right.
You can't blame a sub.
No.
you better just punch yourself in the head.
It's only GB.
all right, Lewis. Man, that was awesome. I had chill bumps like five times during that segment talking about the concept of the name and the business. It's so great. And when we come back, we're going to talk a little construction, too, as well.
That sounds great.
Stick around. All right.
Sweet.
Lewis Giacomini, Midnight Mulligan, and Giacomini Builders when we return.
Welcome back to At Home with Roby. I'm Patrick McIsaac from Roby Commercial Services. I'm Trent Hasten from the Roby family of companies. Our guest today is Lewis Giacomini.
Giacomini.
That's it.
Oh, you looked at me funny.
I don't know.
I thought I might have said it. Might have said it so incorrectly. Well, Lewis is your partner at Midnight Mulligan Brewery, which is on Thrift Road. And Trent, I remember we talked about the folks we had on the brewery from the brewery game, and you know George Sistrunk and those guys at town. I mean that's been several years back.
Yeah, it has.
And just setting up that road. I mean, it's amazing. The area is going to be turned. It's going to turn into another Loso, essentially.
It is.
Yeah, I feel like it. I feel like in the next year, and that's kind of what we've anticipated. And, you know, Matt Browder, he's our developer and owns 7-8 properties over there on the street, really doing a lot of work. So we feel very good about the next year and what's happening. And I think the latest report I've received was, you know, 10 different businesses from Mexican restaurant, whiskey bar, yoga studio. You know, just different walks of life, and so we're excited about that.
It's great. Yeah, we need to get Matt Browder on the show.
Absolutely.
I've shaken his 100%. Hand once or twice, and I meet people, and they're like, you know Matt. I don't know him that well. I think the show would be a good reason. Are you friends with Matt?
Yeah, so Matt is a great guy. Him Dude. And his partner. I mean, those guys have got it going on, and, you know, just very down to earth. You know, you might see, I remember this during the construction phase, seeing Matt just kind of walking around and, you know, you just look over and you think, okay, this guy, just somebody walking site. And you're like, okay, well, now come to find out that's Matt Browder, and Matt's got a lot going on in the world.
And you walk around your space.
Yeah, he's a great guy. Definitely high remarks on him.
Well, when they first came this way from South End, this is probably 2008, 10, 11 maybe, they did redeveloped in front of town where the Rhino Market, we've had those guys on here before, and it created the burger company, the original burger company.
Yep.
And him and his dad went to Harding, and he'd walk around and hustle, which is what's so great, which is like seeing you at Midnight Mulligan, to be honest with you. We go in there, and we went in there the other day, and everybody's just so friendly. You talk to them. It's like cheers, right?
Yeah, it's a small world. So I know, let's see, Brian over, he's the brewer over at town, and we've gotten to know those guys. And I haven't met the guys over at Legion, but certainly have heard the podcast and just, you know, excited about being in the network. He seems like a great guy.
They hang out. It's such a fraternity.
Yes, exactly.
And Lou, it's them guys is perfectly fine English for this radio show.
Yeah,
okay?
You know,
we're in construction, man. It's all good.
Hey, you'll hear some of that from me for sure. So that's all good.
Well, so Louis, I want to talk a little bit about construction and how you got into it. You said after college, where you're from. I will tell you, I was still in college and I went to a NARI meeting, National Association for Remodeling Industry. I made my dad go, and that was '99.
Mm-hmm.
And they were all dressed up real fancy, and Randy Burris was the incoming president with Overhead Door Company, one of my dear friends, and he came up to my dad. He was so happy to see my dad there. He said, "Ron, I got a spot on the board for you. I'm putting my board together." And he said, "That's wonderful." And Randy says he thought he had to sell. My dad was pointing at me, and Randy said, "I looked at this little Westsider, not even out of college." I'm like, "Okay." He gave me a shot, and God bless he did, and I try to pass that on and give people a shot, right, in all walks of life. But David Tyson and these guys, Joe Balich and these old school, I mean, Ray Terry,
yeah,
Dale Terry, Ray's brother, I mean, they took me in. I mean, they could have said, who
Barry
is this,
Clemens,
who
I mean,
is this guy? Yeah, Barry Clemens with Arkaday. And taught me immediately, because I came out of college. I didn't know. I mean, I'd grown up working every day. I didn't have school since I was 14 for Andrew Roby. I played Andrew Roby Little League. I was diehard Andrew Roby. I mean, and I wanted to take over the world. I didn't really know what that meant.
Of course.
And I come in, and immediately, in the timing of it, all these old school dudes just were so friendly and, "Hey, man, you want to go grab a beer and shoot the bull?" And I'm like, "Huh? This is my enemy." And it's completely 100% opposite.
Yeah, it is the opposite. And so, I've been here since 2000. And I think we met, I think our first encounter was over with, you mentioned Ray Terry. So he was teaching a class, a green building class.
Mm-hmm.
And so here was I, this, you know, small builder in Charlotte. And, of course, you were there in force. I think there was, I don't know, 8-10 guys. And I was like, "Man, what's going on over there?" And so we got to talking, and that was all great and a great class because green building was super popular at the time, for sure. And then, like you say, it's just a network. And what I've learned over the years, I'm 54, so, you know, what you think of early on in life are difficult things, and really just trying to compete against guys. What you find out, whether it's in the construction world or whether it's in the brewery world, it's like, you know, we're just all trying to make it. You know, we're trying to get better. And so what I see is, you know, this that camaraderie and, you know, working together and learning from each other. And, you know, let's put the side, that we're trying to,
help each other.
Exactly.
Nary's one. I mean, there's so many examples of this. But, I mean, two things. Is one, I mean, the people that are doing it right need to stick together. Right, because especially, right. I don't know if the brewer industry is the same, but you know how the construction industry is seen by those that aren't in it. It can be seen a little bit in a negative light. And so I'm with you, Hunter, so we got to lift up
the ethics side.
We got to do things right. And whether you're a competing service company, competing construction company, competing brewery, you're doing good for the common industry. And that's what we have to do.
I agree. And I think it's good. Competition is good.
Great.
It's like, hey, if I'm competing against somebody, whether it's a couple of contractors, it's like, oh, that's all right. If my number is like stupid, you know, or it's crazy high, it allows me to look at myself in the mirror and give a reality check. It's like, why am I so high versus somebody else? Or why am I so low versus somebody else? I've missed something. Or so it's good. It's good competition.
It's humility, right?
Yeah.
So, Lewis, why did you get into the construction business?
So that's a long story in itself, but I went to school for it down in Florida, and you know, I got out into the industry and then went to work for a national builder, and I thought that would look good on the resume. And then I went to work for an international builder that had come over to the States. And then I thought, you know what, my degree is really on the commercial side, so let me focus on that. So I then went to work for a commercial company, and I was down in Florida, and I was traveling the nation and just doing all kinds of cold storage and refrigeration type projects and working for Kraft Foods and Tropicana and all these different companies. And I had a buddy of mine that was in college. We went through the program, and he said, you know what, my brother-in-law is he's in the banking world, and he's got 10 foreclosed lots in a place called Amelia Island in Florida.
Yeah.
And so he's like, you know, Lewis, you know the construction side on a residential standpoint, and you've built homes. Are you interested in, you know, kind of joining forces and building some spec homes out of Amelia Island? So I was like, you know what? Let's give it a whirl. So that's what happened. We did that down in Amelia for a while. And that turned into coming to Charlotte for many years, usually on a whim, because we had some family here and they were saying Charlotte's a great place to be. And so, you know, it's funny, my wife and I have 30 years now, we got three kids, and
wow,
she was like, you know, I think I went to her one day and was like, how about we move to Charlotte and start some construction there? And it was like, are you kidding me right now? You know, we're established here in Jacksonville, Florida. We're in the Riverside, you know, historic district. We're building homes up in the Amelia Island plantation area. And, you know, we're considering just completely jumping ship and moving to Charlotte. And so I was like, yeah, how about that? And,
wow, so, God bless her.
Yeah. So, yeah, she is she's a queen.
And it
for
was
sure.
just on a whim. I mean, there wasn't no, you thought through it, I guess. But.
Yeah, so we thought through it, and we were like, you know what, we've been in Jacksonville a long time. We met in college, and that was in Florida, so it was like, we've been in Jacksonville a long time. That's where I grew up. But if we're going to make a change, now is the time before we have kids. We had one child at that point.
Okay. That's awesome. Man, I didn't know that. Well, Lewis, since you're in the studio and we're flowing good, and Patrick and I don't have anything planned for the last segment, why don't you stick around and,
yeah, I agree.
And
right.
chat?
We'll
keep
it.
We will keep the mic hot.
Sweet.
First segment, the mic was cold. All right, TJ thinks this is funny. All right, you're listening to At Home with Roby. Man, wonderful stories going around. We're just having a good old time. We'll be right back with Lewis Giacomini.
Welcome back to At Home with Roby. I'm Patrick McIsaac from Roby Commercial Services, along with Trent Hasty from the Roby family of companies. We are your hosts. Trent, we got Lewis Giacomini.
Come on.
On the coveted fourth segment.
I mean, it's good. I mean, we can't make this, we can't talk about it too much, because then everybody
Giacomini.
Wants to be on the fourth segment.
I know. Now we're going to have like all these angry
people.
Then
when we have something to talk about, like we got to promote it. We do our
forget.
Charity promotions and stuff
forget.
On the fourth segment,
yeah.
leading up to the Make-A-Wish Cornhole Tournament we do. And we tell a wish story, but you get people in here and we're having so much fun. I'll tell you, they're always amazed at how fast it goes.
It does go fast.
Very
and whether
quick.
It's Yak or Jack, it's okay with
he
me.
He doesn't care.
I'm just messing with you, man.
It's got a beautiful sign. I'm going to get it wrong. I shouldn't go here, but it's white. It's got a sideways big G, because your name starts with G.
Yep.
And it's got maroon and black on it.
Yeah, so it's maroon. The Giacomini Builders logo anyway is a G, but it's kind of twisted a little bit.
Kind of like a Clemson Tiger paw, just got a little
yeah,
crook to it.
It's a little twisted.
Had to work that,
that
in.
Might, yeah, that might be some other words down the road. But it's funny because that G, you know, when we originally did that, I don't know, 25, 30 years ago, over the years, funny story, some friends would – you know, that I'd known really well. I think it was a framing contractor, Tim Helms, over in the past. And he would joke with me and be like, that G is crooked, so I'm going to start calling you Crooked G. And I was like, well, that's not really what I was looking for.
That could be misconstrued.
Yeah, that could
exactly.
definitely be misconstrued.
Let's not say that anymore.
That's a, that's like the wrong word you want to use in
crooked
the construction
G.
Word.
I'm going to start calling
Never.
You Crooked G.
Exactly.
Every time I go into Midnight Mall, hey. Where's Crooked G at?
Where's old CG?
Yep.
Oh, Lord.
Hey, one thing I was going to ask, we didn't get a chance to ask on the other segments, is the logo. What is? Explain the logo for Midnight Mulligan.
As far as the moth?
Yeah,
so that's a moth.
I thought it was a butterfly.
They have asked about that. And really, it's going back to that
old
working
midnight.
Hard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
You know, working, burning the midnight oil, moth attracted to flame is going to continue to attract to it. And so, you know, we had a branding company, and they worked with us for a long time and really got the story of each one of the five owners. So that's what came out of it. And they gave us some other options as well. I think we had a raccoon and just different things. And the moth, everybody gravitated to the moth with the story and what I was just saying.
Seems like every time I touch a moth, it's like dust flies off of it.
Yeah,
I don't know
you're like
it
killing them. Yeah. They're like,
why you
I can't fly anymore.
That's my skin cells.
Easy.
You just murdered me.
I was about to ask, why are you touching a moth?
Lewis is like, we studied this. It's not dust.
We're like, don't touch that. Don't touch that.
So I found a new prey of the West Sider. We already had the snakes. And now we kill moths, too?
Yeah.
Snakes and moths.
You guys are trouble, man.
I kill poisonous snakes.
Yeah. Water moccasins or copperheads.
Copperheads.
Yeah.
A lot of copperheads.
And moths. They're poisonous.
I don't kill moths.
Yeah,
I mean, sometimes a moth gets in the way and accidentally...
driving down your driveway.
Just shoo them off, man. Don't touch the wings.
My wings, bro.
Oh, Lord. Man. Patrick, you talked last week... your daughter was at camp. Y'all picked her up Saturday?
Yeah, it went great. Yeah, I mean, we asked her if she wanted to go back. She wanted to, yeah, it went really well. I appreciate you asking that, yeah. First time away for a whole week, which is cool.
That's
awesome.
And
then they packed up the car and left for 2 weeks, wife and her.
Which camp?
Camp Harrison. It's a YMCA camp up in the mountains in Boomer, North Carolina.
The reason I was asking, my daughter's get back from Camp Lorecrest, and so she's done that for many years, and so it's a death that's always just good bonding for the girls.
I didn't do summer camp as a kid, and honestly, I told Jody, I'm like, can I stay?
Yeah. No doubt.
I told Reagan the same thing when I saw her, I think it was Monday. I mean, it just incredible. I mean, I can't believe I didn't do that as a kid. I think we were more into sports and stuff like that, but yeah.
I would agree. The things that my wife and I have been able to put our three daughters through, I'm like, you know what? I never had those opportunities.
That is cool.
This is nice.
Yeah.
So we dropped our kids off Sunday. So do you ever come on the river anymore?
I haven't been on the river. My boat is still at the coast.
Well, come out and hang out on my boat.
I need to come hang out on
Scarlett
your boat.
So Scarlett needs, after this week, they can trade camp stories.
Well, they dropped. They're in Indiana for 2 weeks. I'm up.
Camp Thunderbird.
There you go.
I wanted to stay. All their chaperones. So Ford had three male chaperones in his cabin. First time ever being away. He's 7.
Yeah.
He did good. Tough little fella.
Nice.
And I asked the guys. I was like, y'all come to camp here? And they're like, yeah. The leaders.
Yeah.
You know, now they're employed there. And then we dropped the girls off. Rowan and Piper. They had three lady chaperones. I didn't really ask them much like I did the men. Then we rode through the parking lot where it seemed like all their cars were parked. And a bunch of Georgia, Virginia, these people come. And then the cars dropping people off was like Florida, you know, Mississippi. I was like, dang, Thunderbird's got it going on.
I would agree to that. There's a lot of great camps around here, and I've certainly heard of Thunderbird and the others.
Yeah,
but,
down in Clover.
Yeah, for sure. Ours, they've been going there for years, and you do hear those stories. You do
Lord
see those. Chris. Yeah, you do see those plates of people coming from long range.
Well, it's lifetime friendships, too. I think that they'll have those counselors. I had a great friend in high school, and she went through, you know, this same camp all through her entire life, and then she was a counselor in high school.
That's awesome. Yeah, that's
cool.
What these guys are doing. And Tatum's my oldest. She went to Montreat with the older youth. So that's cool.
Man, I just got a visual of Ford. You know that blob where you sit on one side and the bigger kid jumps on the side and they shoot him into the air about 400
the
miles?
The one you see from the bridge,
from
Buster Boyd Bridge.
I just got an image of Ford like flying through the air.
They were excited about the blob.
Yeah,
the
blob looks pretty sweet. I got to be honest with you.
And something about Buster Boyd Bridge down there on Highway 49 down there at the lake. Leroy Springs, the close family, you know, Fort Mill, Springs Industry, when they opened, I think it was a different bridge, but when Buster Boyd Bridge opened for the first time in like the 30s, he flew a plane underneath the bridge.
Whoa.
I mean, that bridge is low now. I'm sure the older bridge was lower. They were like, he was supposed to do a flyover, and he flew under. So that's cool.
Skills right there.
All right. Give both your business and Midnight Mulligan a plug, Lewis.
So if I had a plug, one side is Jack and Many Builders. You know, we're here to handle any renovation. And,
with a G.
With a G. Look for the G.
Right.
Renovations and new home construction. We can certainly do from small projects all the way up to big stuff. And then on the Midnight Mulligan side, here on the west side, we've been open 7 months and looking to, you know, just really grow and gain strength and really provide a good service, a good product, whether it's beer or food for our community. We're really about the community, so we're looking to tap
in. Thanks for being here, man. It's always wonderful spending time together.
Love hearing your story.
Thank you, guys.
Hope you enjoyed the show today. Listen, go do the golden rule. Treat others the way you want to be treated, man. You're only going to go around this world once. Have a wonderful Sunday. Thanks for listening. At Home with Roby.